We would like to speak to you about the insertion of love in places where love may not have been before. You have been all taught, of course, to serve, sometimes to overserve, to please, sometimes to people please. And so many of your instincts for moving out are service-oriented and love-oriented and very beautiful. But some of the instincts that belong inside of you need to be, what is your word, to be redone. Because you can say, I have compassion for you and I want your life to be better. And that can be followed very shortly by a rather nasty, critical thought about yourself. And this has been going on for so long that sometimes we do not even notice it. But now is the time to begin to notice it. Is there really a good reason for the critical thought of you? The critical thought by you, of you, the demand for perfection, the punishment for the lack of perfection. Is this really a good thing? When you are moving back into the sacred place in which you were created, do we really want to move into that place carrying the burden of our critical thoughts, of our critical expectations of ourselves? Is this really what we want to do? Is it not really time to extend to yourself the same latitude that you would extend to someone you were loving or serving in the world outside of you? And if for some reason that extension is not happening, then what do we need to do to bring it to our own attention? To say to ourselves, this is the thing, the way I need to be with myself. And in order to be in a place of love, in order to insert love in the place where the judgment and the criticism have been, I need to become not judgmental, but conscious. Not only conscious of the places where there is a lack of love, but conscious of what it does to my energy when that love is missing. And this is now the place where we are working, because without this reordering of the way we are with ourselves, there is no emotional safety. Now, if you were looking at a friend, and if you were helping a friend, and you decided to choose a critical approach to them, you could look at them and see what happens to them energetically. You could see how their power is diminished. You could see how they might even join you in the critical voice. You could see it happening before you. And now what must happen is you must see it happening in you. Now, all things in healing happen step at a time. But there is a thing that we can tell you with great certainty. If the critical voice is turned on you, your energy is being negatively impacted, and you do not feel good. You do not feel good. And that critical energy turned on you creates something in your field that then draws critical things toward you. and contributes to the unhappiness. And so when we do this, because we understand that we all do this, if we can stop and say, wait, I have not injected love into the way I am feeling. I have not injected love into the thoughts that I am thinking about myself. I am very good at doing that out here with others, but I am not doing it with myself. And that is the foundation on which we want to build the most loving of structures inside of us, connected with us. So that when we notice that this is happening, we must say to ourselves, and in this moment, if I were full of love for myself, how would this go? What would I put down? How would my thoughts alter? How would my energy change? How would I change my whole creative life? This is the question of today. And so we are going to take this question forward with us, and we are going to find the courage to ask the question even when we do not feel like asking the question, because that is the place then where spiritual power grows. So we are going to take a few moments and speak about this together. In this teaching, as in all the teaching of light, may you be blessed. Begin to breathe easily and deeply. Feel love all around you. Breathe in love. Exhale fear. And feel the love enter your body like liquid and fill it. Feel it move through your body from the root, where what you create is loved, to the second center, where that love displaces any judgment or shame that may have gathered. Feel the love move up and displace the emotions that do not match love. Feel the flow of love into your heart center, covering the heart, filling the places that may have been emptied by pain or fear or abandonment. Let the love fill it in and feel the heart come to life again. Feel the love flow up and into your throat. And feel the love change the words that you say to yourself. And make them kind. And make them full of understanding and acceptance. Feel the love flow up to your body and into the third eye. And feel the third eye begin to open and clear and grow in wisdom and in power. And feel it fed and healed by love. Feel love come up through your body and into the crown. And feel love open the crown. And draw in the golden light that is the power and the wisdom and the strength of the universe. And feel your crown open and lovingly receive the golden light. Let it flow through your body, through your mind. Feel it strengthen your spine. Feel it flow across your shoulders and down your back to take away your burden. Feel the golden light flow through your arms and hands to help you choose highest good with all that you do. Feel the golden light fill your trunk and heal you. Let the light flow through your legs to put in your body the support of the universe. Flow through your calves to place your support of yourself. Feel the flow of golden light into your feet to make you wise and to make your walk on the earth sacred, respected, loved. And feel the energy of love move past your body to make a field around your body that draws to you that which is high, that which is fine, that which loves you and lets you love in return. Bring your attention into your heart center and see that a gift has been left for you in the center of your heart. Rest your mind. Know the gift. When you've known your gift, to begin to breathe into the center of your body, to balance and to ground. When you've grounded in your body, open your eyes.